It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Cantaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
I don't mean it's a shame.
'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Here at Lake Shawnee, Jerry Robertson Field, we welcome you to the 2022 Kansas Senior Legion State Baseball Tournament as Hiawatha, for the first time since 2006, making an appearance and opening up pool play here today, taking on Larned Post 106. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Sadman with you from Topeka. Logan Carpenter back in our Hiawatha studios as we get you set for this one today. Hiawatha, the home team, as Larned will be the away team and batting first. So here is their lineup. Ian Orth is batting first. He is playing second base. Brady Hope is batting second and is the shortstop. Logan Irway batting third. He is at first. Carlos Ibarra, the cleanup man, he is at third base. Cade Colgazer is in center field batting fifth. Owen Reese, the right fielder, batting sixth. Gavin Alvarez is pitching and batting seventh. Ty Smith, the left fielder, batting eighth. And Carson Shaver is the catcher and batting ninth. Carson Bredemeyer will get the nod on the hill for Hiawatha in this first state game since 2006. Of course, they were so impressive last week and winning the zone tournament in Wathena. Their last three games, sweeping Doniphan County, plus a win against Seneca mixed in there. They outscored those two opponents in those three games 47-3 to get here again for the first time since 2006. Legion Baseball here on KNZA is brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at SailorInsurance.com. Defensively for Hiawatha, Willick is the catcher. Bryan at first, Alex Rocky at second, Dunn at short, Oldham at third, Jacobson in left, Ashton Rocky in center, and Smith is in right. We'll get the lineup for Hiawatha in the bottom of the first, but we are underway. Carson Bredemeyer takes the ball. Ian Orth, the second baseman for Larned, and the first pitch is in there for strike number one. So Bredemeyer getting the ball in this first pool play game. Top two in the four-team pool will advance to the semifinals on Saturday. Bredemeyer's 0-1, just a bit outside, makes it one ball and one strike. Defense fairly straight up. Beautiful field here at Jerry Robertson Field, all turf. 3:30 down the lines. Ground ball left side on the 1-1. Picked up on a hop by Oldham across. It's a low throw, and it gets away, and Bryan couldn't snap it. That's going to be an error on the third baseman, Oldham, and up to second base in scoring position is Ian Orth. So a tough start. That's going to be an error on the third baseman, Xavier Oldham. And not a good start here for Hiawatha. Just a routine grounder left side. And Orth now in scoring position with nobody out. So Bredemeyer out of the stretch. Here's Brady Hope, the shortstop. Bredemeyer's first pitch, and it hits him. Drills him in the back. And just like that, Larned in pretty good spot here as they got first and second with nobody out in the top of the first, and that brings up the first baseman, Logan Irway. So Bredemeyer, again, the pitcher in this ball game. He has pitched over 17 innings. He has started, now this would be his fourth game of the summer. He has given up 20 runs. Six have been earned, and has issued 10 walks so far. And Bredemeyer now has to work out of a jam here as the first pitch to Irway is a little bit outside and makes the count one ball and no strikes. So Orth reaching on an error all the way up to second base. Hope was hit by a pitch, and now Irway jumps in front of Bredemeyer here at 1-0. Brettemeyer looks back at Orth at second base, leading off casually, and now a casual throw to first, and nobody is covering first, and it gets away. And now everybody moves up, and it's going to be safe. So Orth to third, and Hope moving up to second base. On the air by the pitcher there, Brettemeyer. Again, nobody was covering. And just kind of a bizarre play there. So now Irway has him at second and third with nobody out as Larned is trying to strike first here in the top half of inning number one. Brettemeyer's 1-0 is swung on and missed. Good location there by Brettemeyer. See if he can bounce back strong here after what's been a tough start here through the first couple of batters, couple of errors, and a hit batter here for Hiawatha. Larned trying to strike first. Here is the 1-1 by Brettemeyer. And just missing upstairs, Irway jumps in front again. It's now two balls and one strike with Carlos Ibarra, the cleanup man, on deck. So you have Orth at third, Hope at second, here with nobody out. 2-1, the count to Logan Irway. Brettemeyer's pitch skips in the dirt. Now three balls and one strike. Irway, a dangerous hitter, bats from the left side. For Larned, post 106. Brettemeyer sets here on the 3-1, looks back at second, now glancing at third, and fires. It's upstairs, ball four. But the bases are loaded with nobody out. That brings up the cleanup man, Carlos Ibarra. So a hit batter, a walk, a couple of errors has the bases loaded for Larned here in the top of the first. And real quick, here is already a meeting coming up on the bump between the Hiawatha infield as they're trying to get settled down here to try to limit the damage here that Larned could put up in the top of the first inning. Sun's starting to peek out a little bit here in Topeka. Of course, some rain in the forecast yesterday. Was a little overcast when we got here this morning. That sun peeking out, certainly warming up the temperature a little bit. But considering the time, it's not too bad. Certainly a little bit warm, but temperature-wise, it could be a lot worse. Playing the early game certainly helps. Hiawatha will play the 2 o'clock games in their next two coming up tomorrow and Friday. Of course, all these games can be heard on KNZA 103.9 FM. So here we go. Big time moments here early in this ball game. Larned has the bases loaded with nobody out in the first. No score. Brettemeyer's first pitch to Ibarra, and it skips in the dirt. Good stop there by Willick to keep it in front. There is a pretty good patch between home plate and the backstop. So if any ball gets to the backstop, more than likely a run is going to come in. So again, every stop of the catcher is important. One ball, no strikes. To Ibarra, the cleanup man. He'll take one in there on the inside corner for strike one. Good pitch there by Brettemeyer. So Larned, they have Orth at third, Hope at second, Irway at first. A cleanup man, Ibarra, a chance to give Larned an early lead, and he puts the bat on the ball here. Could be a potential double play to second for one, and the throw to first gets away, so they get the runner at second. There's a slide. Home safe. Couple runs are going to score. They do get an out, but Larned jumps out to a 2-0 lead as they do get Irway out at second base. They couldn't quite complete the double play. Hope and Orth both score. Ibarra reaching. And just like that, it's a 2-0 lead for Larned here in the top of the first. One out, Ibarra at first. And the first pitch to Cade Kohlgaser, the right fielder, is in there for strike number one. Kohlgaser bats from the right side. Brettemeyer still out of the stretch. Ibarra at first. Brettemeyer's pitch is inside as Kohlgaser has to scoot out of the way. It's now one ball and one strike. So three errors here in the first inning by the Hiawatha defense has not helped the cause. Two runs in for Larned. Another good pitch there, though, by Brettemeyer. Makes the count to Kohlgaser, one ball and two strikes. So two in, one out. In the top of the first, Ibarra at first. 1-2 count here to Cole Gazer. Bredemeyer's pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, and there's a steal attempt, and the ball gets to center field, but no advance there. So a big out as Cole Gazer is down on strikes. It looked like they had set up the hit and run because it was kind of a lazy swing. And now it's up to Owen Reese as a bar is into scoring position, and now teams are exiting the field. So not sure what the call was there, if there was interference or something like that, but it looks like the inning is done. So we'll step aside. Larned, they get two on the board here in the top of the first. They lead Hiawatha 2-0. We're back in a moment.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So Hiawatha avoids a very big inning. Larned had the bases loaded with nobody out in the top of the first. They do gather two runs on no hits. The Hiawatha defense, though, suffering three errors in that first inning. And a 2-0 Larned lead as we head to the bottom of the first. And here is the Hiawatha lineup for today. Ashton Rocky in center field. He'll lead things off. Carson Bredemeyer, of course, is pitching and batting second. Xavier Oldham's at third. He bats third. Sam Dunn, the cleanup man, batting fourth and playing shortstop. Joe Bryan batting fifth. He is at first. Tyler Willick, the catcher, batting sixth. Cooper Jacobson batting seventh and playing in left field. Alex Rocky at second, batting eighth. And Josh Smith in right field, rounding out the Hiawatha lineup. So, Hiawatha here to start in the bottom of the first. It's Ashton Rocky, the center fielder. Down 2-0 here to Larned early as they will face a hard-throwing Larned right-hander. And Gavin Alvarez, his first pitch missing inside, ball one to Rocky. Next pitch by Alvarez, fouled out of play. And it is one ball and one strike. So Ashton Rocky, of course, big parts, a big key for the success this summer, has a .329 average coming into this tournament. 23 hits, 19 of those have been singles. He's got three doubles. Takes one high and inside. Now two balls and one strike. Gavin Alvarez, again, a hard-throwing right-hander for Larned, getting the ball in game number one. He was spotted two runs by his team in the first. Next pitch is upstairs. And Ashton here working a solid hitter's count. Now three balls and one strike. Ashton has 10 RBIs. He has scored 27 runs. That's the most on the team. He has also drawn 14 walks, and now he ropes one towards left field, and coming on to make a nice catch is Smith out there in left field. Ty Smith coming in and picking that one off the grass, taking a single away from Ashton Rocky, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the first. So that'll bring up Bredemeyer. He's rocking a .400 average, 20 hits, 16 singles, and four doubles. He's going to swing at the first pitch and rip one into center field for a one-out single. So Bredemeyer is on here in the bottom of the first with one out. Here's Xavier Oldham, the third baseman. Just a stout .525 average for Oldham this summer. He's got Bredemeyer at first and one out. Now Alvarez has to work out of the stretch and fires off speed, gets away from the catcher Shaver, but no advance by Bredemeyer at first. Oldham jumps out in front, one ball and no strikes. So let's see if Hiawatha can come back here in the bottom half of the first, get something back after Larned posted two runs in the first. Next pitch is outside. Now two balls and no strikes here to Oldham. Not much of a lead, but it's being held on by Irway over there at first base. And now a quick throw back. And Bredemeyer is in safely. And good crowd, good representation here by Hiawatha today. Not too far of a drive. And a quick time here by the umpire. So Oldham backs out, now gets back into the box. Count in his favor at 2-0. One out. Bredemeyer at first. A 2-0 Larned lead here in the bottom of the first. He's going to rip this one towards right field. And coming on to make the catch is Reese. And there is the second out. So two hard hit balls, actually all three of the first Hiawatha batters have come up, hit them hard. Two of them have resulted in outs. And now that's going to bring up the cleanup man, Sam Dunn. So Bredemeyer at first, two down. Here is Sam Dunn. He was huge in the zone tournament offensively for Hiawatha. Had a couple of home runs in that zone tournament. First pitch to him outside, ball one. See if he can keep the line moving here in the bottom of the first with two outs. As Alvarez again out of the stretch and fires, and it's fouled away. Good cut there by Dunn, but just a little bit late on it. That evens the count, one ball and one strike. So Ashton Rocky led things off, lined out to left field, and then Bredemeyer singled. Oldham lined out to right. Now Dunn up with a 1-1 count. Alvarez's pitch is low for ball two. Now two balls and one strike. Dunn bats from the right side. He's back in the box. Little bend to the knees. And the 2-1 is in the dirt. Now three balls and one strike. Joel Bryan is up next. Dunn is able to get on and keep the line moving here in the bottom of the first. Larned with the early 2-0 lead. And the 3-1. And just a bit inside, ball four, and the line keeps moving, and that'll bring up Joel Bryan as Bredemeyer goes to second base and now done at first with two outs. So here's Joel Bryan with first and second. Runners there at first and second, two down. Joel Bryan hitting .346. 14 of his 18 hits have been singles. He also has three doubles. Now a big chance here to get his team on the board. First pitch by Alvarez is low and outside for ball one. So now both pitchers have had to kind of work around a little bit of a tussle in the first. Alvarez trying to keep a zero on the board. Next pitch is low and in the dirt. Now 2-0. So Alvarez is struggling a little bit here to find the strike zone, but needs just one out to get out of the inning. Hiawatha with runners at first and second, and two down. Here's the 2-0 to Bryan. Same spot in the dirt, now 3-0. Right here. Tyler Willick is due up next, and an opportunity here for Hiawatha. Let's see how Joel Bryan wants to play this here with the advantage at 3-0. Alvarez sets, looks back at second, now fires. That one is in there for a strike. So much needed pitch there for Alvarez. Just see one called a strike by the umpire. Now it's three balls and one strike. Bredemeyer at second, Dunn at first. And the 3-1. Is roped to right field, and it's in for a base hit. Reese is going to come up with it. Bredemeyer will turn third. He'll head home. He slides in safely, and Hiawatha is on the board. An RBI single by Joel Bryan. It's now a 2-1 game. Dunn goes first to third, so now a runner, or I should say runners at the corners, with Dunn at third, Bryan at first. Hiawatha's on the board, chance to tie it here if Willett can come through. It's a 2-1 Larned lead. Alvarez continues out of the stretch, glancing at first pitch to Willick, and it hits him. It rides inside, an off-speed pitch, and it hits Willick, and now the bases are loaded with two outs for Cooper Jacobson. So the inning continues, and now a chance. Base hit could give Hiawatha the lead. Larned with the 2-1 advantage. Joel Bryan has come through with an RBI single here in the inning. The bases are loaded with two outs. Now Alvarez is going to go back to the windup. And the first pitch is popped up. Left side, third baseman Ibarra, right on the foul line, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But Hiawatha does get one. They trim into it. And after one inning of play, Larned with a 2-1 lead here in Topeka.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurants and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Brandon Tamman with you here in Topeka. Logan Carpenter in studio. It's the 2022 Legion Senior State Baseball Tournament. As we start the second inning of play, Larned with an early 2-1 lead on Hiawatha. Hiawatha got their run, an RBI single by Joel Bryan. Larned got two runs on no hits in the first. It'll be Owen Reese, the right fielder, to lead things off for Larned against Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer's first pitch in there for strike number one. Reese, Alvarez, and Smith. Two up for Larned in the second, as they currently hold a 2-1 lead. Next pitch is outside, and the count evens up, one ball and one strike. Bredemeyer out of the windup. Here is the 1-1, and swung on and missed. Good location, a little bit up, off speed. Had Reese out in front. And it's now one ball and two strikes. Bredemeyer kicks and fires. Swung on and missed. And a strikeout. His second strikeout here in the ball game, and there's the first out here in the second. Here's Gavin Alvarez, the pitcher. Get a hard-throwing right-hander. Bats from the right side as well. Working here on Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer kicks and fires. First pitch is a little bit outside, ball one. So again, Hiawatha, the two runs Larned scored unearned. Hiawatha's defense had three errors in the first, and now this one's hit well towards center field, and it's in there past the second baseman, Alex Rocky, for a one-out hit. So Alvarez comes through. He's at first with one out. That's the first hit for Larned, and that brings up Ty Smith, the left fielder. Now they will bring in a courtesy runner for Alvarez. Tristan Regan is the courtesy runner. So Regan at first, courtesy runner for Alvarez. Now Ty Smith, the left fielder. As we're in the top of the second inning, it's a 2-1 Larned lead. Bredemeier back to the stretch, fires. And just missing inside for ball one. Larned rocking the orange and black color model. They got the orange jersey tops, the black L on the left chest of the jersey, rocking gray pants, most with black and orange cleats. Hiawatha with their traditional red tops. White lettering, blue numerals with the gray pants. Count evened up here, one ball and one strike. Courtesy runner at first base with one out. Bredemeier looking back towards first and fires. Catching the outside corner, gets it there. It's now one ball and two strikes. Here to Ty Smith with Carson Shaver due up next. A little bit of a breeze. When it hits, it feels real nice. When it's not blowing, it's very humid. There's a foul ball out of play. So a good job here by Smith to stay alive. They're letting the fans know to bring the foul balls back to the booth and to keep the balls in line. So Bredemeier in front. It's 1-2. Trying to deal with a courtesy runner, and this one shot back up the middle and into center field for a hit. So the bottom of the lineup coming through right now on a two-strike pitch. Smith comes through with a single to center, and now first and second with one out. We're about to bring up Carson Shaver, the catcher, the number nine hitter, in the order for Larned. He's got a chance to do some work here, first and second. With one out. And Bredemeier's first pitch. In there for a strike. So after a strikeout, back-to-back singles by Alvarez and Smith, have runners at first and second with one out. Bredemeier's next pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Willick. It's now one ball and one strike. Two to one, Larned in front. Both teams scoring in the first. Larned a chance to add some more. Next pitch by Bredemeier, just missing low and inside. And Shaver jumps in front. Two balls and one strike. Bredemeier taking his time, looking back at second. Courtesy runner Regan is there. And the next pitch is high, and it's now three balls and one strike with the top of the order due up next with Ian Orth. Got to try to avoid loading the bases here if he can. Let's see if Bredemeier can come through with a big pitch. The 3-1 in the dirt, ball four. The bases are loaded with one out. So Ian Orth, a second time, reached on an error and scored one of the two runs in the first. Steps in there with the bases loaded and one out. Chance to extend on a 2-1 lead here in the top of the second. So Bredemeier having to work hard here in the first couple of innings. Let's see if he can get out of it again. First pitch high for ball one. Courtesy runner Regan at third, Smith at second, Shaver at first. Here's the 1-0. That is in there for strike number one. Good location there on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Here to Ian Orth. A leadoff man, the second baseman. He bats from the right side. Big opportunity here in the second to extend on their one-run lead. Bredemeier's pitch. In there for a strike. He let a good one go right by him. Now the count's in Bredemeier's favor at 1-2. Brady Hope is due up next. 1-2 count for Bredemeier. And this one is hit well towards right field. Smith is working to his left. He makes the catch. It's going to be deep enough to score a run as it's a sacrifice fly. And Larned adds to their lead. It's now 3-1. So the courtesy runner Regan scores from third. They keep everybody in the same spot. So Shaver at first, Smith at second. Sack fly there by Orth. Gives Larned a 3-1 lead, and now a chance here for Brady Hope with runners at first and second and two down, and the first pitch is fouled away for strike number one. He was hit in his first at bat and scored the second run in the two-run first. As Ibarra was the hitter that was responsible for the two runs coming in, but an error allowing that second run to score. There's an off-speed pitch that's in the dirt. Another good stop there by Willick. And it is 1-1. So Larned again, one opportunity here again to add some more. They have put another one on the board. Their lead is 3-1. And the next pitch is low to Hope. Now 2-1. So they scored 2 in the first, 1 here in the second. They have first and second with 2 down. Hope in front. A batter's count at 2-1. Bredemeier trying to get out of the inning with limited damage done. And the next pitch is outside and makes it 3-1. Such an important first game. You play 3 pool play games. And then the top 2 of the 4 advance to Saturday's semifinals. There's a swing and a miss on a big 3-1 pitch, and that loads, or I should say that makes the count full. Could have said loads the count, which it does, 3-2. Because, again, if you lose your first, you put yourself in a pretty tough spot where you more than likely probably need to win your next 2. It just all kind of depends how everything shakes out. But you give yourself a great advantage if you can win the first game. Next pitch was fouled away by Hope. He stays alive, still 3-2. With Irway up next. Want to get out of this one here before you get to the big chunk of the order with Irway and Ibarra, the next 2 coming up. Bredemeier out of the stretch. Full count. 2-2. The pitch. High, 4. So keeps the inning alive. Hope has reached for a second time in as many innings. Smith to third. That puts Shaver at second. Now Hope at first. And now Logan Irway, who walked in his first at bat. A chance to really blow this game open if he can find a gap somewhere. 3-1 Larned. You're in the top of the second. And a quick pause in the action here. So a meeting on the hill. So it looks like the umpire is trying to gather some more baseballs as the Hiawatha infield meets with Bredemeier on the hill. So getting you caught up, it's going to be Logan Irway stepping in for Larned. The bases are loaded with 2 outs here in the top of the second. Hiawatha trailing Larned 3-1. In this first of 3 pool play games at the state tournament. Again, we mentioned the next 2 for Hiawatha tomorrow and Friday. Their games are both going to be at 2 o'clock. They'll play the Concordia Blues tomorrow, and then Friday they'll play Iola. And the top two again in pool play advance to the semifinals, which will be played on Saturday. So back to it. Bredemeier, the first pitch to Irway is high for ball one. Got Smith at third, Shaver at second, and Hope at first. Bredemeier kicks, fires the 1-0, and that one's way high, 2-0. Willick had to jump out of his position there to snag that one down and keep it in front. And now Irway with an advantage here. The count's 2-0. I know it's early. 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors for Larned. 1 run, 2 hits, 3 errors so far for Hiawatha. And Irway a chance here to extend on the Larned lead. 2-0 count. Bases loaded with 2 outs. And he fouls this one down the first baseline and gets the first strike of the count. Now 2-1. So 2 balls and 1 strike. Big spot here for Bredemeier. He's looking at third. Still out of the stretch. He'll kick and fire. Ground ball right back to Bredemeier. Should be able to toss this one to first to Brian. He does, and that does record the final out. So limited damage done, but Larned does add another. We have played 1.5. Larned 3, Hiawatha 1, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GM Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Fulton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GM Bank, the best place to bank and buy.
Practical solutions for big trailers and trucks is what you'll find at Ray's Welding in Morrill. Electric or manual tarp systems, lengthen or shorten truck frames, add pusher and tag axles, bed liners, or poly fenders. Plus all types of welding at Ray's Welding in Morrill. Deb's Images in Hiawatha specializes in photography of weddings, children, families, and seniors. Get that family portrait scheduled for a keepsake you will always treasure. That's Deb's Images in Hiawatha. See Deb's work and details posted on their Facebook page, Deb's Images in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball continues here on this Wednesday mid-morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. Logan Carpenter in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. Bottom of the second inning we go. Hiawatha trailing Larned here at the state tournament by a score of 3-1. Larned left the bases loaded in their last at-bat, but was able to get 1 run across in the frame. Extending on their lead to 3-1 as Hiawatha comes up to bat for a second time. It'll be 8-9-1 in the order. So you get Alex Rocky, Josh Smith, and then Ashton Rocky working against Alvarez. So Alvarez will kick and fire the first pitch of the bottom of the second inning, and it's high for ball one. Alex Rocky, just shy of a 200 average this summer. Good defensive second baseman. He's playing there here in game number one. Swing and a miss here on a fastball just out in front of it. And it's 1-1. Getting a little bit more cloud cover here. Sun was out for majority of that last half inning. Next pitch is up and in. Makes it 2-1. Defense fairly straight up here for Alex Rocky. The next pitch is in the dirt, ball three. So it seems like early on both pitchers have struggled a little bit to be a little consistent in the strike zone. And it's been so far who can limit the most damage, and we'll see what happens here in the bottom of the second if Hiawatha can put something together. And a good start. It's a 5-pitch walk. Alex Rocky is on to begin the frame. So here's Josh Smith, the right fielder, number 9 hitter in the Hiawatha order. He's got Alex Rocky at first base with nobody out. 3-1, the Larned lead in the bottom of the second. So Alvarez going to go right back to the stretch. Couple glances, make it a third, now fires, and another pitch is high. So 1-0 the count, here to Josh Smith. His 19th game of the summer. 7 hits, a 180 average, and takes one up and in. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes. So 6 of the 7 pitches thrown so far by Alvarez in this frame have missed the strike zone. Now he's going to throw back to first. And Alex Rocky back safely. Got Rocky at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Larned with a 3-1 lead. And the 2-0 in there for a strike off speed. And Smith taking the whole way. Now 2 balls and 1 strike.
Come on, be ready.
Not a huge lead by Rocky at first. Irway holding him on. Now a quick glance back over. Alvarez will reset. And fires. It is high. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. So let's see what Smith does here with the hitter's count, 3-1. And he swings and misses. Pitch would have been a strike for sure. It was right down the middle. And that makes the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a big pitch coming up here for Alvarez here in this bottom of the second. Here it is. Ground ball and through the hole, and it's into left field for a hit. Alex Rocky was taking off right as he lifted the knee, and Smith comes through just a light single between third and short, and now 2 on and nobody out. So Rocky to second, Smith at first, and that brings up Ashton Rocky, the top of the order. Lined out to left field his first time up. Now he has first and second with nobody out. Chance for Hiawatha to get something back here in this frame. Alvarez's first pitch is hit to left field, and that's going to find some room for a hit. They're going to hold everybody, and the bases are going to be loaded with nobody out. That was a sharp hit to left field, and now Rocky bringing the heat with a heavy single to left. And now Alex Rocky moves to third. You got Josh Smith at second, Ashton Rocky at first, and now Carson Bredemeyer. With the bases loaded and nobody out. Base hit could tie the game. A gap could give Hiawatha the lead. The corner infield is in. Second and shorts are playing back. First pitch is outside to Bredemeyer, who singled and scored the lone run in the first. Can Bredemeyer come through here? The base is loaded and nobody out. Hiawatha trailing by 2. Oh, and he gets hit in the helmet. An off-speed pitch that gets away, and that's going to walk in a run. And Hiawatha has cut into the deficit. It's now 3-2. Now we get a meeting on the hill as Alex Rocky will score. Smith moves to third. You got Ashton Rocky at second. Now Bredemeyer had to take an off-speed pitch to the dome to get a run across, and his reaction, he appears to be just fine, and he'll take it. So a big spot here for both teams. As again, both starting pitchers have struggled here in the early going, just trying to be consistent with the strike zone and putting themselves in some awkward situations. And now Larned really in a tall order here, trying to get out of this scenario, as Hiawatha, they have already scored a run. They're within 3-2. The bases are still loaded with nobody out. And a good chunk of the Hiawatha lineup coming up with Xavier Oldham here, who had a rocket shot to right field his first time up, but caught by Reese in right field. See if he can lay it like that again with some good heat on it. Put something in play. Base hit could give Hiawatha the lead. So Alvarez out of the stretch. Oldham steps in. First pitch is popped up and foul. So the count 0-1. It's a 3-2 ball game here in the bottom of the second. Hiawatha trailing. They got the bases loaded with nobody out. 0-1 count here on Oldham. Long pause by Alvarez. Now throws one in, and it's in there for a strike. And the count now 0-2.
Go, Gavin!
So a big spot here. Can Oldham protect down 0-2? Alvarez fires, and it's a ground ball left side. The play is to home, and they get the out. Huge play by Ibarra at third. And then by Shaver, the catcher, to hang on to that low throw. So they get the lead runner out at home. Everyone moves up. So Ashton moving over to third, Bredemeyer to second, and Oldham able to reach on the fielder's choice. So now one out. Bases are still loaded. And that brings up Sam Dunn, who walked in his first at-bat. Now he gets the opportunity here with the bases juiced. First pitch off speed, and it's outside for ball one. Larned trying to get out of the inning. They still hold a 3-2 lead, but Hiawatha threatening to tie or potentially take the lead. Here's the throw back to second, and they pick off the runner at second base. That was Bredemeyer at second base. He was caught getting a little lazy off the bag, and that was well done by Alvarez, and then Hope, the shortstop, for out number two. So a monster second out as Bredemeyer is picked off at second. So now two outs, runners at the corners. Count 1-0 here on Dunn, and Larned potentially a chance to get out of the inning with still the lead. Alvarez taking his time, steps off, now he's back on. So you got Ashton Rocky at third, you have Xavier Oldham at first. Two outs, a 1-0 count here to Dunn. Can Dunn come through? Off speed, it's high, and the count now 2-0. So a 5-2 putout. Recording the first out, and then Bredemeyer picked off at second for the second out. 2-0 count here to Dunn. Alvarez's pitch just a bit low, so now 3-0 with Joel Bryan up next, who came through in the first with the RBI single. Let's see if Dunn can be patient here with a 3-0 count. Takes all the way. It's in there for a strike. So now three balls and one strike. And the 3-1. High chopper left side. Ibarra charging. And he can't. He bobbles it and a run is in. Ibarra upset with himself. He could have had the runner out at first and said the exchange from glove to hand was not clean. And that will be an error on Ibarra at third, and we are now tied. It's a 3-3 game. So first and second now, with still two down. Joel Bryan, who singled and drove in a run in the first, is up there. And he takes the first pitch low for ball one. So a big error by the third baseman, Ibarra, allowing the tying run to score. It's a 3-3 game here in the bottom of the second. Alvarez trying to get out of the inning with a tie game. Knee-high fastballs in there for a strike. One ball and one strike here to Joel Bryan. Base hit could give Hiawatha the lead. First and second with two down. Two across here in the inning. We're tied at three. Next pitch fouled away. Off speed. Had Bryan way out in front. And it's now one ball and two strikes. So big spot here for Bryan. Can he protect? Down one and two. Two on and two outs. Alvarez's pitch is low. Evens the count up. Two balls and two strikes. Larned scored two in the first, one in the second. Hiawatha scored one in the first, and now they have scored two here in the second. We're tied at three. Alvarez has a 2-2 count here on Joel Bryan. Runners at first and second. A deep breath. Alvarez fires. And it's ripped back towards the hole, and it's through for a base hit. And Bryan comes in with another RBI single. And Hiawatha has taken the lead at 4-3. Two at-bats, two RBI singles for Joel Bryan, and just like that, Hiawatha is up 4-3. Dunn goes first to third. So runners again at the corners with two down. And here's Tyler Willick. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Now an RBI chance here for him in the second. Three across, a 4-3 Hiawatha lead. Swings and misses at the first pitch. It was a high fastball. And the count is 0-1. Now, Bryan at first. You have Dunn at third. Next pitch is outside. Now, one ball and one strike here to Willick. So Hiawatha's done the damage. They have taken the lead, and now a chance to add a little cushion. And the second time that Willick's been hit by a pitch. He is drilled again. So now a huge spot with the bases loaded and two outs. Cooper Jacobson, who flew out to the third baseman in foul territory his first time up. A chance to give Hiawatha a little bit of separation here. A 4-3 advantage for Hiawatha. They have scored three here in the inning. And the base is loaded with two outs, and the first pitch is a little bit up to Jacobson for ball one. So Alvarez is really grinding here this inning, but and has had multiple batters to try to get out of it with two outs. But Hiawatha has been able to keep the line moving. Next pitch is high as well. Now two balls and no strikes. Dunn at third, Bryan at second, Willick at first. There's a throw back to first and another pickoff. Two of the three outs here in the frame were Hiawatha runners picked off on base, and that wraps up the inning. But Hiawatha has taken the lead after two innings of play. Hiawatha leading Larned 4-3.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. So Hiawatha, three runs in the bottom of the second. They have taken a lead here on Larned. 4-3 is our score as we start the third inning of play. So it'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the Larned order here in the third inning. Ibarra, Colgazer, and Reese as Bredemeyer now works with a one-run lead. Bredemeyer's first pitch, off speed and in there for a strike. Ibarra had an error in the last half inning that cost his team a run, and now swings and misses here, and he is down in the count 0-2. He reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. And now quickly down 0-2 with Colgazer and Reese again, the other two up in this inning for Larned. Now this one on an 0-2 pitch is slapped in the left field just inside the line. Ibarra is going to take a long turn and now take off for second. Here is the throw, and it's a little bit late. And on an 0-2 pitch, Ibarra comes through with a double down the left field line, and he's in scoring position with nobody out. So here's Cade Colgazer, who struck out his first time up. Ibarra now at second base with nobody out. It's a good pitch by Bredemeyer. It's on the outside corner, but in Ibarra just reached for it and had enough strength on it to get it over Oldham at third base and down the left field line, and Jacobson just had a long run to get there. Ibarra was able to just beat out a throw for the leadoff double. A 1-0 count here to Colgazer as Bredemeyer is back in the stretch. The tying run is at second base with nobody out here in the third. Ground ball left side, Oldham on a hop, looks Ibarra back at second, and a throw to first in time, and a big first out here in the third. Here's Owen Reese, he struck out his first time up. Ibarra at second with one out, 4-3, the Hiawatha lead here in the top of the third. Bredemeyer's first pitch is fouled away. So Hiawatha here in the third, four runs, five hits, three errors. Larned, three runs, three hits, and one error. Runner at second with one out. Bredemeyer's pitch, another one fouled away. And the count here to Reese is 0-2. Ibarra was down 0-2 and ripped a double down the left field line. Now Reese is down 0-2 here. Let's see what he can do. He struck out his first time up. Bredemeyer's 0-2. This one's hit well. Center field towards the gap. Ashton Rocky on the run and makes a nice catch. Ibarra took off. This is going to be a double play. Yep, and that ends the inning. Ibarra didn't realize that ball was caught. Oh, boy, that is tough. Ibarra didn't think the ball was caught. And Rocky ran one down in the gap, and that's a double play, and the inning is over. So just like that, they leave a runner stranded, or I should say not anymore, could have, but it was a double play, and now Hiawatha to the bottom of the third leads it 4-3.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
Life is busy, right? Wouldn't it be nice to have a personal assistant? Well, when it comes to real estate, which is likely one of the biggest decisions and transactions in your life, Heartland Realty wants to be your personal concierge. Folks often underestimate everything that has to happen to get a deal done. At Heartland Realty, we hold ourselves to a higher standard as licensed realtors that have the experience and dedication to take away the stress, allowing you to trust and enjoy the process. We make you our priority. Buying or selling property? Heartland Realty, your helping hand to the closing table.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha coming up here in the bottom of the third. They lead Larned 4-3 in this first of three pool play matchups at the state tournament in Topeka. Hiawatha here for the first time since 2006. They have a 4-3 lead on Larned. Larned, their last at bat, had the leadoff man on reach via a double, and then great defensive play by Ashton Rocky to run down a ball in the gap in left center, doubling up Ibarra at second base to end the inning and end the threat. And the first zero put up on the board, and now Hiawatha coming up for the first time with a lead, as it'll be Cooper Jacobson, Alex Rocky, Josh Smith facing Gavin Alvarez. Alvarez's first pitch in there for a strike. So two of the three outs in the last at bat for Hiawatha were picked off runners, one at second, one at first. And now there's a swing and a miss there. The count's 0-2. And there's just a foul tip there to stay alive.
One more.
Jacobson now down in the count. And this is 7-8-9 in the order. Jacobson popped out to the third baseman in foul territory his first time up. Umpire going out to give Alvarez another ball and taking a second to wipe off home plate. Four runs, five hits, three errors for Hiawatha. Larned, three runs, three hits, and one error. It's underway in the bottom of the third. Alvarez's two-strike pitch is outside. So it's one ball and two strikes. Here on Jacobson. See if Alvarez can come back with a clean inning, and there's a swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. First strikeout for Alvarez, and there's the first out here in the bottom of the third. There's Alex Rocky. Walked and scored in the three-run second. Steps in there with one out, nobody on. First pitch by Alvarez. Missing outside on an off-speed pitch. Makes it one ball and no strikes. Bottom of the order certainly did their fair share of help in that last half inning with Rocky walking and then Josh Smith coming through, who's up next with a single. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone. Now one ball and one strike here to Alex Rocky. Next pitch just inside. And two balls and one strike here to Alex Rocky. Larned in the infield. You got Ibarra at third. Hope at short. Orth is the second baseman. Irway is at first. Shaver the catcher. As Alex fouls one away here, and it's now two balls and two strikes.
Come on, Gavin. One more. Come on.
Hiawatha in the first inning sent 7 to the plate and then sent 8 to the plate in the second. Here's another foul ball out of play. And we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarez likes the second sign. Now fires the 2-2. Just missing upstairs. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Count is full. Josh Smith on deck. An entertaining game so far through the first 2 and change. It's a 4-3 Hiawatha lead. And it's a strike 3 call on a full count pitch. It was a little bit of a delayed call by the umpire. Right on the outside corner, strike 3 called and 2 up and 2 down. So back-to-back strikeouts on Jacobson and Rocky, and that brings up Josh Smith. Tries to keep the line moving here in the bottom of the third. First pitch missing inside to Josh Smith, 4-1. So again, singled his first time up, but was thrown out at home. On a ground out, and he takes one in there at the knees for strike number 1. So 1-1. Alvarez working quickly here in the next pitch. Just missing on the outside corner, now 2-1. Alvarez trying to work a 1-2-3 inning for the first time here this afternoon. The next pitch is upstairs. So now 3-1 with Ashton Rocky 2 up next. Here's the 3-1 by Alvarez, and it's in the dirt, 4. So a 2-out walk puts Smith at first, and that's going to swing us back to the top of the order with Ashton Rocky. He is 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. Comes to bat here in the bottom of the third with a runner at first and 2 down. His team leading 4-3. Alvarez back to the stretch. And the first pitch, ground ball to the shortstop, Hope, who tags second just in time to beat Smith to record the out. So a ground out gets out of the inning, and a 2-out walk does no harm. So 3 innings in the books, and Hiawatha a 4-3 lead on Larned. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Treating pain takes teamwork. This is Ashley Kaloran, Administrative Assistant at Rehab Visions. Our team of physical, occupational, and speech therapists treat a wide variety of conditions to help you gain strength, mobility, and independence. Our staff has been serving Northeast Kansas for nearly a decade. Let Rehab Visions create a treatment plan to help you feel better and live your best life. Visit us at the Netawaka Fitness Center in downtown Hiawatha at 819 Oregon. We're online at kansas.rehabvisions.com.
Is your vehicle on the blink? Regardless of the problem, Shear Auto Repair in Hiawatha can fix it right. Engine, transmission, brakes, shocks, or exhaust, Shear Auto Repair in West Hiawatha has the experience and the equipment to keep you on the road.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Joel Bryan, the new pitcher here for Hiawatha. Cooper Jacobson now playing at first base. And Bredemeyer has moved to left field as Hiawatha is holding on to a 4-3 lead as we start the fourth inning. And boy, was Joel Bryan absolute nails. He started and pitched a complete game in the championship night of the zone tournament in game 1 against Doniphan County. It was a 9-1 Hiawatha win, and gave up just the 1 run on 3 hits. He had 8 strikeouts in 7 innings, and now arguably the best pitcher for Hiawatha, who is now in there with his team leading 4-3 over Larned here to start the fourth. Gavin Alvarez will lead things off. First pitch by Bryan is low, 1. So three innings pitched by Bredemeyer. Now Brian takes over. First pitch was low to Alvarez, and now this one is popped up and out of play. And it's now one ball and one strike. Alvarez singled in his first at-bat. He was replaced by a courtesy runner who came around to score. So again, with Brian the new pitcher, we mentioned defensively, Bredemeyer now is in left field. Cooper Jacobson has moved to first. Next pitch to Alvarez is low and inside. It's now two balls and one strike. Alvarez, Smith, and Shaver do up this inning for Larned. They trail Hiawatha 4-3. Alvarez fouls one straight back into the netting. Now two balls and two strikes. Next game up will be in the AAA team side. Of course, Hiawatha and Larned here, AA teams. Good eye there for Alvarez. That could have been strike three instead. The count runs full. It's now 3-2. Also today, Iola Concordia at 3, and then the Kansas Senators and Leavenworth in the final game at 6 o'clock. And on a two-strike, full-count pitch, Alvarez comes through with a single to center field. So crucial hitting there by Alvarez. 2-for-2 now with two singles. And we're going to get a courtesy runner again. That's going to be Regan, just like we saw in the first, or his first at-bat in the second. So we got the courtesy runner on. That brings up Ty Smith. He singled in his first at-bat, and now Brian quickly has to move out of the stretch. First pitch in there at the knees for strike one. So the courtesy runner at first base, that's Reagan. Now this one's popped up right to the shortstop. Dunn is there to make the catch for the first out. No movement there by the courtesy runner. So now Carson Shaver, the number nine hitter and the catcher, walked in his first at bat. Comes up here in the top of the fourth, a runner at first and one out. Hiawatha the 4-3 lead. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Brian. It's 0-1. Brian out of the stretch. Lifts and fires. Ground ball left side. They get the out at second for one to first. Not in time. So two outs recorded. As they get the lead runner at second base for out number two, Shaver's on for the fielder's choice. Now to the top of the order with Ian Orth, who reached on an error, scored in his first at-bat, and then hit a sac fly to right field his second time up. He's driven in a run and scored a run. Now comes up here for the third time in the fourth inning, with a runner at first and two down. Hiawatha leading 4-3. Brian with a quick toss back over to first. Shaver back in time. Now he sets, fires the first pitch. In there for a strike, and a steal attempt is not in time. Just under the tag. Good throw by Willick, but Shaver is able to steal second base, so now he's in scoring position with two outs. Mention again, that pitch was a strike to Orth. It's no balls and one strike. See if he can come through with a base hit to potentially tie the game. Next pitch by Brian, just missing inside. One ball and one strike. Brian, the 1-1, fouled straight back. Now one ball and two strikes. I think it's a good spot here for Hiawatha with the lead, and now you got your best arm on the bump to potentially try to ride it out the whole way, I'm guessing, with Joel Bryan. As Bredemeyer did, great job giving his team an opportunity with the lead in the first three innings. This one's hit well towards right field. Coming in on it is Smith to make the catch, and that retires the side. So they get a runner in scoring position with two outs, but no harm done. We've played 3.5. Hiawatha holding on to a 4-3 lead against Larned. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Practical solutions for big trailers and trucks is what you'll find at Ray's Welding in Morrill. Electric or manual tarp systems, lengthen or shorten truck frames, add pusher and tag axles, bed liners or poly fenders, plus all types of welding at Ray's Welding in Morrill. Deb's Images in Hiawatha specializes in photography of weddings, children, families, and seniors. Get that family portrait scheduled for a keepsake you will always treasure. That's Deb's Images in Hiawatha. See Deb's work and details posted on their Facebook page, Deb's Images in Hiawatha.
Is your vehicle on the blink? Regardless of the problem, Shear Auto Repair in Hiawatha can fix it right. Engine, transmission, brakes, shocks, or exhaust, Shear Auto Repair in West Hiawatha has the experience and the equipment to keep you on the road.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
State Legion baseball coverage brought to you by Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Logan Carpenter with you. Back in studio, I'm Brandon Sadman here in Topeka. Jerry Robertson Field here at the Bennett Sports Complex. Home of the 2022 State Legion Zone Baseball, or I should say Legion State Baseball Tournament. Hiawatha coming up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth, leading Larned in this pool play matchup 4-3. Alvarez continues to pitch and tossing a first pitch strike to Carson Bredemeyer. And the count is 0-1. Bredemeyer has reached twice, has scored a run, a single, and he was also hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Next pitch is low, ball one. It's Bredemeyer, Oldham, and Dunn. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the order here for Hiawatha. As once again, they cling right now to a 4-3 lead. And a swing and a miss there by Bredemeyer. Drops him in the count, 1-2. So Alvarez, chance here with a 1-2 count and just getting a piece and fouling it away is Bredemeyer, so he stays alive. Hiawatha scored 1 in the first, 3 in the second. Larned got their runs in the first and second as well. They scored 2 in the first and 1 in the second. Neither team has scored since the second inning, and we are in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-2. Just a bit low. And now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nothing has changed defensively for Larned since the start of the game. Alvarez still the pitcher, the 2-2. And just getting a piece on it. Slow roller left side. Hope the shortstop. A low throw. And it is dug out beautifully. But I think the runner's going to be safe. And Bredemeyer is safe, so the throw is going to pull Hope off the base. I think it would have been a close throw. It looks like they're going to give Bredemeyer an infield single. So he's at first with nobody out. Alvarez out of the stretch. They do give Bredemeyer an infield single there. And the first pitch is low. It gets away, and Bredemeyer is going to trot up to second base without a throw. So now, Bredemeyer at second base with nobody out. It's a wild pitch there by Alvarez. Count 1-0 here to Xavier Oldham. Next pitch, ground ball right side, and it's through the hole and into right field for a hit. Bredemeyer rounding third, and he will score. And how about Oldham coming through with an RBI single? Hiawatha extends their lead. It's now 5-3. So a single, a wild pitch, followed by a single, scores Bredemeyer. It's a 5-3 Hiawatha lead, and now Sam Dunn, who's reached twice, walked in the first, reached on an error in the second, is up with nobody out and a runner at first. Alvarez fires in there for a strike. It is 320 down the line and right, 330 down the line and left, 400 to dead center. Throw to first. Oldham back in time. A little more cloud cover. Sun peaked behind those clouds a little bit. It's cooled down when that overcast sky comes back into play. There's a swing and a miss by Dunn. Count is 0-2. So Hiawatha with a two-run lead. It's 5-3 here in the bottom of the fourth. Already added another here in this frame. An RBI single by Xavier Oldham. Off-speed pitch on 0-2. It's upstairs, and the count now 1-2 on Dunn. And stepping off, the rubber is Alvarez. Now steps back on, and there's a swing and a miss by Dunn for strike three. Third strikeout for Alvarez. That pitch was way up in the zone. And a big first out. Joe Bryan now will step in, who has been solid, to say the least. He is 2-for-2, two singles, and two driven in. Now one out, runner at first. Here against Alvarez, who fires the first pitch, and it's low for ball one. Good stop there by the catcher, Shaver. Can Larned limit the damage here in the bottom of the fourth? Hiawatha has plated one. Their lead is 5-3. There's a foul ball out of play. And it's now one ball and one strike here on Joel Bryan. Who replaced Bredemeyer on the hill the last half inning and faced the minimum. Now Alvarez again taking his time. It's getting a little more humid as the day goes along. As long as the cloud cover stays in front of the sun, it is not too bad. But it's constantly peeking in and out, which certainly changed the feel, especially on the field. Next pitch up and inside to Bryan. Now two balls and one strike. You can hear a little bit of a breeze, and it certainly feels good for the patrons here. Oldham at first, one out. 5-3, Hiawatha, bottom of the fourth. Next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Got it right at the knees. So again, we mentioned there are two pools. You got AAA teams, and then Hiawatha and Larned here, the AA side. So eight total teams here playing in Topeka. Top two from each pool will play in semifinals and a championship on Saturday. Here's a ground ball. Hope it's short. It's going to get the first and the first double play, and that's the inning. A routine 6-3 double play, and beautifully done by Hope it's short, and that ends the Hiawatha fourth, but they add a run, and their lead is 5-3. We're back for the fifth in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Practical solutions for big trailers and trucks is what you'll find at Ray's Welding in Morrill. Electric or manual tarp systems, lengthen or shorten truck frames, add pusher and tag axles, bed liners, or poly fenders. Plus all types of welding at Ray's Welding in Morrill.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
KNZA.
Another run for Hiawatha in the bottom of the fourth. Their lead on Larned is 5-3 as we start the fifth inning here in Topeka. Logan Carpenter in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. The 2022 Kansas Senior Legion State Baseball Tournament going through Saturday here in Topeka. Jerry Robertson Field. Welcome to Lake Shawnee, Bettis Sports Complex. So again, at two pools, four teams each. Hiawatha Larned joined in the double A team pool by Iola and Concordia. And the triple A teams, the Kansas Senators, the Ottawa Arrows, Pittsburgh Post 64, and also Leavenworth. Top two in each pool will play in the semifinals and then the championship on Saturday. So Larned down 5-3 as Hiawatha try to hold on for this game one victory with Joel Bryan on the hill as we start the fifth. And it's Brady Hope, the shortstop, to lead things off, and he's going to hit a ground ball left side. Beautiful stab by the shortstop. Throw to first is going to be wide, and it's going to get away. As Dunn made a beautiful diving stop and had enough time to get the runner at first, but his throw is wide. It'll be an error. And now Larned has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Unfortunate, because Dunn, moving to his right, made a layout diving snag to keep it from going into left field. But the throw to first just wide and got away from Jacobson. And now Hope is at second base with nobody out. And here is Logan Irway. He is 0 for 1, a ground out and a walk. Hits this one high and deep to right field. Going back towards the wall, and that ball is gone. A deep shot over the 320 sign in right field, and Logan Irway has tied the game. It's 5-5. And just like that, Larned is back in it. Boy, that was a moonshot to right field. And Smith and Wright just kind of looking up and watching it go. And just over the tall fence in right field. And it is a 5-5 game. So now it's Carlos Ibarra. In a 5-5 game. Still nobody out here in the top of the fifth. As Larned has shifted the momentum back their way. Ibarra reached on a fielder's choice in the first. He doubled in his second at bats, and he swings and misses at the first pitch by Bryan for strike number one. Bryan winds it, fires it, and it's fouled away. And Ibarra needs to step up here. He's down in the count 0-2. See if Bryan can come back strong after giving a two-run shot up there to Irway to tie the game at 5. Next pitch was low, 1-2. Good eye there by Ibarra. Now the 1-2 is fouled away. So Ibarra, the nice battle here with Joel Bryan. So an error to Brady Hope at second base, and then Logan Irway stepped up and hit a two-run shot to right field to tie the game. And now Ibarra hits one well towards right center. Ashton Rocky, though, moving to his left. He'll make the catch and record the first out. That'll bring up Cole Gazer. Goldgazer steps in. First pitch is high and inside. Four ball one. Goldgazer's 0 for 2. He has got a strikeout and a ground out to his credit. Takes pitch low and outside. And makes it two balls and no strikes. Brian, though, works out of the stretch with nobody on. The 2-0 is just a bit outside. Makes it 3-0.
Okay.
Priest 2 up next, and the 3-0 is in there for a strike. Goldgazer thought it was ball 4, but instead the count's now 3-1. One out here in the inning. Larned tying the game with a two-run homer by Logan Irway, and there's the pitch that's low for ball 4. Goldgazer walks with one out. That'll bring up Owen Reese. Reese is 0 for 2. He struck out in the second and then lined into a double play in the third. He's up there with Goldgazer at first. Brian throws over there to keep him honest. He's back safely. So now the go-ahead run is at first base with one out. Next pitch is low, and it gets away from Willick, and it goes a long way to the backstop, and that allows Goldgazer to get up into scoring position. So now a base hit could give Larned the lead back here in the fifth. Get Owen Reese 0 for 2 on the day. He bats from the right side. Count is 1-0. Brian's pitch is popped up left side, but it's going to be out of play in foul territory. And it's one ball and one strike. So the key is, can Hiawatha keep that runner from scoring at second base? Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a foul off. Actually, fouled straight off the mask of Willick, the catcher. And now Reese needs to protect. It's 1-2. If you are just joining us, Hiawatha here in the Legion State Baseball Tournament, pool play game number 1, a 5-5 tie with Larned here in the fifth. Another foul down the left field line there by Reese to stay alive at 1-2. Hiawatha entered this half inning with a 5-3 lead, but a two-run home run by Logan Irway has tied the game for Larned, and there's a swing and a miss. And a big strikeout there records the second out, and that'll bring up Gavin Alvarez. Gavin Alvarez. That is the first strikeout by Brian. And so it's up to Gavin Alvarez, who has reached twice, both via the single. And now he hits one well towards center. Should be playable, though, for Rocky. Moves to his left, kind of gathers himself under it to make the catch to retire the side. So the go-ahead run is stranded at second, but Larned ties the game on a two-run home run by Logan Irway. It's a 5-5 tie to the bottom of the fifth we go. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Freedom Hospice of Hiawatha, locally owned by Jeremy Stover, giving you the freedom to choose your network for hospice care.
We are your only option for local private ownership, so there's no worrying about if we meet some policy. We're able to treat the patient as a person and as a local friend and neighbor. I'm primarily excited about being able to assist, you know, our friends and neighbors and people we know when they need it most.
My family, taking care of your family.
FreedomHospice.net. You can call us anytime, or you can like us on Facebook at Freedom Hospice.
As a farmer, your work is very public. When your rows aren't planted straight, your neighbors are laughing. The foundation of a high-tech farming operation is the full-featured in-command display and steer command steering system with unmatched accuracy, utilizing TerraStar or RTK. Get rid of gaps, overlaps, and costly field loss. plant a field you can be proud of. Plant with Ag Leader Steering. Contact Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha, your Ag Leader dealer, or visit agleader.com to learn more.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the bottom of the fifth we go in a 5-5 game here in the first of many here for the Legion Zone State Representatives. Alvarez back to work for Larned on the bump. First pitch to Tyler Willick is outside for ball one. Ty has been up to bat twice. He has been hit by a pitch twice. Now he swings and misses at the 1-0. Evens the count. Now one ball and one strike. Hiawatha had a 5-3 lead going into this inning, but a two-run homer by Logan Irway for Larned tied the game at five. Next pitch was fouled away by Willick, and it's now 1-2. Willick, Jacobson, and Alex Rocky do up in this frame for Hiawatha. And a swing and a miss on a fastball. Willick could not catch up to it. And the first out. Now four strikeouts for Alvarez. That brings up Jacobson, who has one of those four strikeouts. He also popped out to third as well, so he's 0-2. Next pitch by Alvarez is outside, or I should say the first pitch to Jacobson is outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. The 1-0 swung out and missed. One ball and one strike. Hiawatha 1-1, 3-2, 1-4. Larned 2-1, 1-2, and 2-5. There's another swing and a miss on a pitch that was low. And Jacobson down in the count, one ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. Just getting a piece to foul it away is Jacobson. So it stays one ball and two strikes. Alvarez has not worked a 1-2-3 inning yet, but he's close. There's another swing and a miss and a strikeout. He has gone back-to-back strikeouts here to open the bottom of the fifth, and now it's up to Alex Rocky to keep the line moving. He is 0-1 with a walk. Well, I tell you what, when the sun goes away and the clouds continue to cover that sun, it drops, feels like 15, 20 degrees. I know it's probably not that much, but that's what it feels like. You can hear people enjoying the cloud cover when you get it. It's going to be a hot one here today. Fortunate these two teams are going to play the early game. Next pitch is low. One ball and one strike here to Alex Rocky. So back-to-back strikeouts by Willick and Jacobson. It's led us here to Alex Rocky. Count is 1-1. Walked and scored in the second. Next pitch is low. Two balls and one strike. So it seems like Alvarez is really starting to kind of find himself now, more so than the first couple of innings. He had to struggle through the first couple, but he seems to have a little bit more velocity. This one's popped up right side. Second baseman Orth into shallow right. Goes up to make the catch. And the first 1-2-3 inning recorded by Alvarez. And we head to the sixth inning. It's a 5-5 tie here in Topeka.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Life is busy, right? Wouldn't it be nice to have a personal assistant? Well, when it comes to real estate, which is likely one of the biggest decisions and transactions in your life, Heartland Realty wants to be your personal concierge. Folks often underestimate everything that has to happen to get a deal done. At Heartland Realty, we hold ourselves to a higher standard as licensed realtors that have the experience and dedication to take away the stress, allowing you to trust and enjoy the process. We make you our priority. Buying or selling property? Heartland Realty, your helping hand to the closing table.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Barnett has not led Hiawatha since the first inning, and now we come up to bat here in the sixth. They have a chance to take the lead for the first time since the first. A 5-5 tie coming down the home stretch in this first of three pool play games for these two teams in the state zone or in the state Legion tournament here in Topeka. Joel Bryan back to work. It'll be Ty Smith to lead things off as he takes low in the dirt, ball one. Ty Smith, Carson Shaver, and Ian North. 8-9-1 in the order for Larned. They try to take the lead back in what is a 5-5 game. Next pitch foul down the third baseline. Makes it one ball and one strike. Smith is 1-for-2 with a single. Take a little bit of time to get that foul ball out of play. The 1-1 is roped right at the second baseman, Alex Rocky. He makes the catch. It was well struck, but Rocky didn't have to move much to make the catch for out number one. Now Carson Shaver, the catcher. He has reached twice. Also has a stolen base. He walked in the second, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. First pitch from Bryan is outside for ball one. Oldham at third, Dunn at short, Rocky at second, Jacobson at first, and now this one is hit well towards center field, but chasing it back is Ashton Rocky to make the catch for out number two. Again, another well-struck ball, but Hiawatha's defense not having to move too much. Rocky a little bit more in center, moving back into his right towards the left center field gap. And quickly, two up and two down here in the top half of the sixth. What is a 5-5 game? How important it is to win your first pool play game. Certainly get a jump out in front. Top two in the 14 pools will advance to the semifinals and championship, which will be played Saturday. First pitch to Orth in there for a strike. Bryan's next pitch. Ground ball right side. Nice hop. Alex Rocky has it to first. In time, three up and three down. Beautifully done by Joel Bryan, and we head to the bottom of the sixth, a 5-5 game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Practical solutions for big trailers and trucks is what you'll find at Ray's Welding in Morrill. Electric or manual tarp systems, lengthen or shorten truck frames, add pusher and tag axles, bed liners, or poly fenders. Plus all types of welding at Ray's Welding in Morrill.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Deb's Images in Hiawatha specializes in photography of weddings, children, families, and seniors. Get that family portrait scheduled for a keepsake you will always treasure. That's Deb's Images in Hiawatha. See Deb's work and details posted on their Facebook page, Deb's Images in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the bottom of the sixth we go. Hiawatha and Larned tied at five. It's been a great game so far here in Topeka as Alvarez is back to work and facing the bottom of the Hiawatha order. I should say 9-1-2 in the order. Josh Smith, the swing and a miss for strike number one. Both teams went three up, three down in their last at-bats. Next pitch, Alvarez. Got kind of a swagger to him now. He has found a groove here late in this ball game. Hard-throwing right-hander has Smith down in the counts. 0-2, who has reached twice today. Next pitch, just missing inside. It's 1-2. Smith singled in his first at-bat in the second and then walked in the third. So officially a 1-for-1 stat line this afternoon. 1-2 by Alvarez is up on an off-speed pitch, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith, Ashton Rocky, and Bredemeyer. Two up this inning for Hiawatha, and what's a 5-5 game. The first of 3 pool play games here in the next couple of days. Hiawatha will play 2 o'clock games tomorrow and Friday. As the next pitch was outside, so big pitch coming up. Counts 3-2. Can Hiawatha get the leadoff man on here in the 6th? And outside, ball 4, they can. Now a time. This could be it for Alvarez. And it looks like we're going to get a new pitcher here for Larned. So we'll step aside for a pitching change as Larned trying to keep this game at a 5-5 tie after Hiawatha got their leadoff man on. So a new pitcher coming for Larned. We'll tell you who it is when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you want to be more active, stay mobile, and enjoy what you love without relying on painkillers, injections, or surgeries? This is Angela Compton, PTA at Rehab Visions. I specialize in lymphedema, Parkinson's, and aquatic therapy. Our therapy team provides a full range of physical, occupational, and speech therapy services to people of all ages. Let Rehab Visions create a comprehensive treatment plan for you to help you feel and function better. Visit us in downtown Hiawatha at 819 Oregon and Netawaka Fitness Center. We're online at kansas.rehabvisions.com.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dandler's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So Larned's going to turn to Brady Hope, the shortstop, who is now going to come into pitch for Gavin Alvarez, who is done after 5 innings of work, allowing 6 hits in the ball game and 5 runs across, 4 of which were earned. So Hiawatha got their leadoff man on with Josh Smith here in the 6th, and what's a 5-5 game. And now it's up to the right-hander Brady Hope to keep it a 5-5 game going into the final inning. Check the rest of the defensive alignments. It looks like they're going to move Ibarra to first. And Alvarez will take over at third base. Then Orth will move over to shortstop. So Alvarez at third, Orth now playing short. Barr at second, and Irway will stay at first base. So now it's up to Ashton Rocky. Got Smith at first and nobody out here in the 6th. First pitch by Hope up and inside for ball 1. Ashton's had a good day defensively. He's got a single and a run scored. He's 1-for-3. Hope, quick throw. Ooh, nearly got Smith at first. We've seen a couple pickoff plays work in Larned's favor earlier in the ball game. That one nearly got Smith tagged up at first, but he is safe. Hope out of the stretch. A 1-0 count here to Ashton Rocky. There's a swing and a miss. Umpire took one straight off the dome, and he appears to be fine. It's 1-1. Gives a thumbs up. So Hope, the new pitcher, trying to keep things at bay. What's a 5-5 game in the bottom of the 6th? Hope out of the stretch. Not much of a lead for Smith, I should say. Next pitch is upstairs. And 2-1. And Ashton Rocky, who has been solid all summer long for Hiawatha, making their first appearance here in the state tournament since 2006. The 2-1. It is high. Now 3-1. So Hope comes in and has been a little bit high on his last couple of pitches. Now see if he can settle down and put one in the strike zone on 3-1. It is low and outside, ball four. So in a 5-5 game, Hiawatha gets back-to-back walks to start the bottom of the sixth. So now Josh Smith at second, Ashton Rocky at first. Carson Bredemeyer steps in, who has had a great day at the plate. Two singles. He's also been hit by a pitch. He has driven in one and scored twice. First and second with nobody out in a 5-5 game in the bottom of the fifth, and he's going to show bunt, place one down beautifully. They have to make the throw to first in time for the out, but he does his job moving the runners to second and third. So now Smith to third, Rocky at second with one out. The sacrifice bunt by Bredemeyer moves them both up a bag, and now with one out, Oldham an opportunity to give Hiawatha the lead in the bottom of the sixth. Hope out of the stretch, first pitch in there, off speed, beautifully done for strike one. Oldham has reached twice, singled in a run in the fourth. He's also reached and scored on a fielder's choice. He's got second and third with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Tie game at 5-5. Next pitch inside. Kind of had to squeeze out of the way of that one. It's one ball and one strike. This could potentially be the game. They move the infield in. We're in the bottom of the sixth in a tie game, and Hiawatha a chance to take the lead, and there's a swing and a miss. On an off-speed pitch, it's now 1-2. You don't want to strike out here. That would be huge for Larned. If Oldham can at least put one in play and make the defense work for it. One out, runners at second and third. So 1-2 count here on Oldham. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it away. So it stays 1-2. Sam Dunn is up next. Again, the other two teams in this pool, Iola and Concordia. Next pitch is up and in. So count evens, two balls and two strikes. Back-to-back walks, and then a sack bunt by Bredemeyer, moving him over to second and third. Smith at third, Rocky at second, and there's a strike three call in the outside corner. And a huge second out. The infield can back off. And now it's all up to Sam Dunn with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Runners at second and third in a 5-5 game. So Dunn steps in. He has reached twice. He has walked and also reached on an error. Hope's first pitch is in the dirt. Great block there by Shaver, and it's 1-0. A 5-5 game, a base hit would give Hiawatha the lead. But now two outs. Can Larned get out of it? Now there's a time. Hope steps off the rubber, backs off a little bit. As again, you have Ashton Rocky at second, Josh Smith at third. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch. In there for a strike. Now one ball and one strike. So Brady Hope trying to keep this at a 5-5 game. Hiawatha a chance to take the lead late. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. And now Dunn needs to protect, trying to get something in play here. He's down 1-2. A 1-2 count. Runners at second and third, two outs and a tie game in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Hope's 1-2. Strike three on the outside corner, and Hiawatha strands two in scoring position, and we head to the seventh, a 5-5 tie. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
Is your vehicle on the blink? Regardless of the problem, Shear Auto Repair in Hiawatha can fix it right. Engine, transmission, brakes, shocks, or exhaust, Shear Auto Repair in West Hiawatha has the experience and the equipment to keep you on the road.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages for options and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. 5-5 game to the seventh inning between Hiawatha and Larned, the first of three pool play games for these two teams at the state tournament in Topeka. Larned 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the fifth. Hiawatha 1 in the first, 3 in the second, 1 in the fourth. And new pitcher here for Hiawatha is Ashton Rocky. Will try to shut the door for Larned here in the seventh and keep this a 5-5 game. As Joel Bryan pitched three innings and allowed two runs on two hits. Again, Hiawatha had the 5-3 lead going into the fifth, and then Irway came through with a two-run homer to tie the game, and we've been at 5-5 ever since, and now we're in the final inning. And what's been a very good game to this point. So a big part of the order for Larned against Ashton Rocky. 2-3-4. It's Hope, Irway, and Ibarra. Rocky's first pitch. In there for a strike. Next pitch by Rocky. In there for a strike as well. So quickly 0-2 on Hope. And the 0-2 by Rocky, off speed, but it's outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Joel Bryan's back to playing at first base. And the next pitch on 1-2 rides inside and hits Hope in the back. So on a 1-2 pitch, Hope is hit, and he takes first with nobody out. That brings up Logan Irway, who was walked and hit the game-tying two-run home run in the fifth over the fence in right field. He's got a runner at first and nobody out. Rocky out of the stretch. Fires to Irway. Shows bunt. The pitch is in there for a strike, and a steal attempt is in there. He is safe. His Hope is now up into scoring position with nobody out. Irway was showing bunt. He pulls back and takes a strike. So the count is 0-1. And they're going to intentionally walk Irway. I don't think that's a bad move. Last at bat, blasted a two-run homer. Now they put him at first with nobody out. And now the cleanup man, Carlos Ibarra. So first and second with nobody out here in the seventh for Larned. Rocky fires. And it's fouled away as Ibarra was showing bunt and just got a piece of it for strike one. Big spot for Ashton Rocky. First and second for Larned with nobody out in a 5-5 game in the top of the seventh. And certainly a dangerous hitter in Ibarra at the plate, but we'll see if he continues to show bunt. He does. Puts it down. This is going to get both of the runners into scoring position and the throw in time to get the out. But the bunt is a success as Ibarra moves Hope to third and Irway to second with just one out. And now Cade Colgazer. So now a timeout by the umpire. And they're going to intentionally walk Colgazer to load the bases. So the bases will be loaded with one out. Hiawatha is going to be looking for a double play ball. It'll be Owen Reese. All right, looks like we're going to get... Let's see. Ian Sanders is going to pitch hit here for Owen Reese. First pitch by Rocky is outside for ball one. So Ian Sanders pitch hitting here in the seventh with the bases loaded and one out and a 5-5 tie. Takes one in there for a strike from Ashton Rocky and the count evens up at one ball and one strike. And takes over for Owen Reese, who is 0 for 3 on the day. He bats from the right side. Chance to give Larned the lead, and he rips one down the line, and it's fair. That's going to at least score two. The runners will hold, and Larned is up 7-5. Right down the line, Pat Oldham, just inside the bag at third base. As Hope scores from third, Irway dives in safely from second, and Sanders comes away with a 2-RBI single. Colgazer will stop at second, so now first and second with one out. And now Willick will talk to Ashton Rocky as Larned has scored four unanswered runs, and now they lead it by two here in the seventh and a chance for more. Ian Sanders, a pitch hit, 2-RBI single to give Larned the 7-5 lead in the seventh. But if you're Rocky and Hiawatha, you got to try to limit it to that, trying to get out of the inning with no more runs across. Alvarez steps in, takes one low for ball one. So a hit batter, an intentional walk, a sack bunt, an intentional walk, and then a 2-RBI single for Larned in this inning. And this one's popped up. Right side, it's going to be out of play. So it's one ball and one strike. So Hiawatha, again, had a 5-3 lead going into the fifth. Logan Irway tied it with a two-run homer. We stayed tied until the seventh here. And a bases loaded 2-RBI single by Ian Sanders. The difference now 7-5, the Larned lead. Next pitch, up and in. Now two balls and one strike. Rocky out of the stretch, looking back at second, now fires. Now this one's hit well towards center field. Moving back is Bredemeyer. And he makes the catch for the out. Big second out. Colgazer tags up to third. And now it's going to be Ty Smith. So Ty Smith, who is 1 for 3 with a single, runners at the corners with two outs. Two across here in the seventh, a 7-5 Larned lead. And a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Rocky to first to Brian. And the inning is done. But Larned, they do the damage. Ian Sanders, the pitch hit, two RBI single. And to the bottom of the seventh, Hiawatha needs two to keep the game moving. They trail 7-5. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm and Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Logan Carpenter in studio, Brandon Salmon with you here in Topeka. Larned with a pitch hit, two RBI single. In the top of the seventh by Ian Sanders has given them a 7-5 lead over Hiawatha. As Hiawatha down to their final at bat here in this game, needing at least two to move it to extras, or they can win it with three. In the bottom of the seventh, as Brady Hope continues to pitch, it'll be Joel Bryan to lead things off, and he rips a single to right field on the first pitch. Bryan, his third single of the game. He is now 3-for-4, and now here's Tyler Willick. So Bryan at first, nobody out. Willick represents the tying run, a 7-5 Larned lead in the bottom of the seventh. And what's been a back-and-forth game all day. Hope's first pitch, swung on and missed. Hit Willick with the off-speed stuff, and Willick was well out in front. Willick's been hit by a pitch twice. He has also struck out. Bryan at first, nobody out. Next pitch outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Jacobson up next for Hiawatha again, who had a 5-3 lead in the fifth, but now trails 7-5 in the seventh. Here's a ground ball, shortstop to second for one. And they won't get the runner at first, but they do get the lead runner as Willick will reach on the fielder's choice. As Brian's thrown out at second base. And now Cooper Jacobson with one out and a runner at first. Now Jacobson represents the tying run. He is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Hope's first pitch in there for a strike. Brian's hit just a moment ago, the first hit since the fifth inning, and that one is swung on and missed. And it gets to the backstop, and that allows Willick to move up into scoring position. So the good, you get a runner up into scoring position. The bad, Jacobson swung at a pitch that was well out of the strike zone low, and he's now down in the count 0-2. Takes a little bit of time. Umpire settles back in. Willick at second with one out. 0-2 count, though, here on Jacobson. Hope's pitch. Just got a piece to foul it away and stay alive at 0-2. Hiawatha was down 2-1 after one. They led it 4-3 after two. The next pitch is high. Makes it 1-2. So they had a 4-3 lead after the second and led until the top of the fifth when Urway hit the two-run home run to tie the game at 5. Then Larned got two runs in the top half of the seventh, and they lead it 7-5. The next pitch is outside. So Jacobson able to work an even count, 2-2, with Willick at second and one out. Jacobson represents the tying run. Next pitch is inside, and the count goes from 0-2 to 3-2 with Alex Rocky due up next. Here's the pitch by Hope, and it's high for 4. So the tying run is at first. The winning run is Alex Rocky, who's about to step in. I think we're going to get a courtesy runner here for Jacobson. It's going to be Caden Strecker. So Strecker will pitch run for Jacobson. So you have Strecker at first. You have Willick at second. Hiawatha trailing by 2. One out in the bottom of the seventh as Alex Rocky steps in. He is 0-2 with a walk. Represents the winning run. Takes first pitch high for 1. Double play would end the game. Another high pitch, missing the strike zone. Rocky jumps out in front. It's 2-0. Hope works quickly. And another one that's high. 3-0 here to Alex Rocky with Josh Smith due up next. Can't imagine Rocky taking the bat off the shoulder on this pitch. He doesn't, and it's in there for a strike. He thought it was 4. Kind of makes a move back to home. 3-1. 7-5 game here in the bottom of the seventh, and he pops it up on 3-1 in foul territory. And the catch is made by Alvarez, and Hiawatha's down to their final out. That was a huge swing. So now it's up to the number 9 hitter, Josh Smith. He's had a good day. He has walked twice and is singled. He represents the winning run. Down 7-5 in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2. First pitch is up and inside for 1. Next pitch by Hope. In there for a strike. Makes it 1-1. So potentially down to the final man here for Hiawatha. Down 7-5 in the bottom of the seventh. Willick at second. Strecker, the courtesy runner, at first. 2 outs, a 1-1 count. Next pitch is high. 2-1. Brian singled, but was out on a fielder's choice. A grounder by Willick. Then a walk. Then a pop out. The next pitch is behind Smith, and now it's 3-1 with Ashton Rocky, the top of the order, due up next. The 3-1. In there, 4th strike. And now the count is full. 3-2. Bottom of the seventh. 7-5 Larned. Hiawatha, runners at first and second. Josh Smith, the batter, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, and the game is over. Larned's going to win the ball game by a 7-5 final. And we'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Practical solutions for big trailers and trucks is what you'll find at Ray's Welding in Morrill. Electric or manual tarp systems, lengthen or shorten truck frames,
Add pusher and tag axles, bed liners, or poly fenders. Plus all types of welding at Ray's Welding in Morrill.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
Is your vehicle on the blink? Regardless of the problem, Shear Auto Repair in Hiawatha can fix it right. Engine, transmission, brakes, shocks, or exhaust, Shear Auto Repair in West Hiawatha has the experience and the equipment to keep you on the road.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here on KNZA. Legion Baseball wrapping up with our first game for Hiawatha as they lose to Larned. Larned post 106-7-5 in a game where Hiawatha held a 2-run lead going into the fifth inning. But Larned was able to get a 2-run home run by Logan Irway, which tied the game. And then in the seventh inning, they get a couple of runs on a big hit, a pitch hit, 2 RBI single by Ian Sanders, the difference in the game as Larned rallies to beat Hiawatha 7-5 here in Topeka. Again, kind of breaking through before we announce our player of the game. Again, this was a fun game, and it was certainly back and forth with multiple lead changes. Larned was the away team, so they hit first, and they got 2 runs on no hits in the first. The Hiawatha defense committing 3 errors in that frame, allowing 2 runs to score, but Hiawatha was able to get a run back in the first on an RBI single by Joel Bryan. And then another run added by Larned in the second. And then Hiawatha was able to put up 3 runs in the second inning. So they had a 4-3 lead after 2 innings. They would add 1 more in the fourth on an RBI hit by Xavier Oldham. So going into the bottom of the fifth, or I should say the fifth inning in general, Hiawatha held the 5-3 lead, but then Logan Irway, the number 3 hitter for Larned, with a runner at second and nobody out, blasted a 2-run homer to right field, tied the game at 5-5, and then we went to the seventh, a 5-5 tie, I should say, and then it came down to the pitch hitter Ian Sanders with the bases loaded and 1 out. After a couple intentional walks and then a hit batter, a sack bunt. Bases were loaded again with 1 out, and Ian Sanders came in and ripped a 2 RBI single down the left field line, made it 7-5, and that score would hold as Hiawatha drops their first pool play game here in Topeka. So coming up for Hiawatha, again, they'll play 2 more tomorrow and Friday to wrap up pool play. They will play the Concordia Blues tomorrow at 2, and then also a 2 o'clock game Friday as they'll take on Iola. And then, of course, again, the top 2 teams in each of the pools will advance to the semifinals and a championship potentially on Saturday here in Topeka. So a tough blow for Hiawatha dropping their first. Certainly going to need one tomorrow against Concordia to probably keep their hopes of making it to Saturday alive. Again, 7-5 the final. Now time to announce our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And certainly some options for Hiawatha in this one, but I think offensively you got all you could and more from Joel Bryan. He gave you 3 solid innings as well. I know he gave up the 2-run homer, but it was 1 mistake on 1 pitch to a good hitter. But outside of that, that was all he gave up. And 3 innings on the mound. He also was 3-for-4 at the plate, 3 singles. He drove in 2. So 3-for-4, also pitched 3 innings and the loss. But again, Joel Bryan will be our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. So Hiawatha drops their first here in pool play to Larned, 7-5. The final tally's here as we wrap this one up. Larned, 7 runs, 6 hits. They had 1 error. They left 7 on base. And for Hiawatha, 5 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. And they left 10 on base. Want to appreciate the help. Logan Carpenter back in studio. Brian Hurt helping out as well. Again, we'll be back on the air tomorrow, just shy of 2 o'clock. That could be pushed a little bit depending on the outcomes of the first two games. So 2 o'clock is the scheduled start time for tomorrow's game, but we'll keep you posted on that as Hiawatha will take on the Concordia Blues and what appears to be probably a must-win game for them to try to get to Saturday's semifinals. Again, the final 7-5 Larned. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more Legion baseball from the state tournament in Topeka here on the MSP Sports Radio Network.
The Oval Office today.
I've just tested negative for COVID-19 after isolating for 5 days.
Yeah, the president speaking in the White House Rose Garden. Former President Trump on social media today complains about disinformation from Democrats after the Washington Post reports.